Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today.
I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, ag main ho gaya juda tumse, main ho jaunga badnaam, sacha pyar hai ye zindagi ka, yaadon mein doob jata hu, ek din ki hai ye zindagi. मेरे प्यार की कहानी बस एक ख्वाहिश मेरे दिल की मुझे छोड़ के ना जाना तेरे प्यार की तारीफ करके मैं.
Today my butterflies, we're going to learn about living with step parents. When two people get married, they expect to stay together forever, but sometimes people's feelings change over time, even if they have children together whom they both love dearly. Maybe they may realize that they'll be happier apart than they are together, so they choose to get something that adults call divorce. It's never an easy decision. It can be painful for parents and children too. But eventually, each person involved starts to heal. A divorced parent may even meet someone new that he or she would like to live or marry. Sometimes, spouses die and husbands and wives are forced to start over. But despite the pain of losing someone they love, in time, they may find other people that they want to share their lives with again. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, what if it's your mummy and daddy that decide that they're no longer going to stay together? Maybe they never get married again afterwards. Or maybe one day your mummy or daddy may decide to marry someone else. Now when this happens, a new family is created. A new husband or wife for your parent may mean a new step-parent for you. It's normal to be sad or to be scared as your family changes. It may take you time to adjust to your new family. Suddenly, having a new adult in your life can be really tough. Maybe you have lots of questions, like what should you call them, mommy and daddy? You may also wonder about the rules and whether they're the same like your own mommy and daddy. Maybe your step-parent is another person who's looking out for you, so it's better to give him or her the same respect that you give your own mommy or daddy. Remember, they're there just for you. Your new mommy or your new daddy will be there to look after you, love you, and give you all the care that they can give you. Maybe you'll think about who you'll be staying with. Maybe you'll go to your other mommy or daddy in the holidays. Maybe you'll want to talk to your parents and ask them how to get through your day. Maybe you've given it time. You try to like them, but maybe you just don't get along. Do you know the best way to deal with it, butterflies? Let me tell you. Remember that everything that happens is in the control of Allah alone. Every person older than you needs love and respect. And those younger than you need love and respect too. And when you're kind to someone, then inshallah that kindness will project on you too. Maybe it takes time to get used to someone new in the family. But remember, your family's not getting any worse. Instead, your family's getting bigger and better. More people to love, more people to care for, and more people to look after and be there for you. Let's learn a little bit more. But first, let's go for a quick break.
Turned away, crumbling your heart. I never knew I was so deprived. I never knew I was so deprived.
Yeah,
my butterflies, what happens if you feel that your mommy or daddy are giving you less attention? For example, if your mommy or daddy got married and now all of a sudden they have to share your attention? Maybe it's bothering you. Maybe it's not easy sharing your home or your bedroom if you have to stay with your new brothers and sisters. Maybe you don't like it because you don't get a chance to spend time with your mommy or daddy alone. Sometimes it's good to sit together as a family and talk about what's wrong, what's happening, and what's bothering you. Maybe you can do something like play a game together where you can talk about your feelings and be open and honest. If you just can't seem to get along with your step-parent no matter what, it's time for a major heart-to-heart talk. When you're mad, you may be tempted to scream, "I can't stand you," or "I hate you." But this won't make them feel any better. Instead, explain why you're upset with them. Be specific about what the problems are and why you feel so sad or angry. Maybe you'll have to sit together as a family with your mommy and daddy and talk about what's going on around you and how to deal with the changes. My butterflies, it may be difficult expecting or accepting a new parent, but remember, it's for the best, inshallah. Maybe you'll want to speak to someone together as a family, like a counselor. Maybe it's someone who doesn't live with you or know how families work or even knows your family and can see life from the outside. When you're still getting used to a new parent, it may seem that things will never be okay. But with the help of Allah, it may take a while to get comfortable with someone, and when you do, there'll be patience and lots of talking and fun memories. You may surprise yourself when you realize one day that you can't imagine your life without your new daddy or new mommy. It's the only way you'll understand. It's important to know that getting along doesn't mean that you care less for your real mommy and daddy. But maybe they're not with you so often. Maybe you love spending time with your new mommy and daddy as much as you love spending time with your real mommy and daddy. But remember, the more love you give, the more you'll receive, because families are all about love and understanding, care and compassion, being gentle, doing good deeds, and trying to help each other out. It may be just as difficult for you to adjust as it is for them. So why not help the adults feel more at home, and inshallah they'll do the same for you. Remember, butterflies, with Allah's help, the more good you can find in them, the closer you'll become, and soon the entire family will be a lot happier, especially you. My butterflies, will you try and remember this if you're in that situation? I hope so, inshallah.
Looking deep into his eyes brought a feeling not heard inside. Going through this crazy life, so engrossed in little trials, not thinking what's right outside. The suffering he feels isn't right. He had tears in his eyes, it reminded me to cry. Having none at all, he smiled. Man is just too young, but he's lost it all. And I'm here so ungrateful. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل لا إله إلا الله. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل لا إله إلا الله. The page in the paper yesterday still haunted me through the night. How can that be just fine? How can the world just pass it by? Not even give a second glance. The what's and why's, it's not right. He had tears in his eyes, it reminded me to cry. Having none at all, he smiled. Man is just too young, but he's lost it.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma'assalam.
Telephone.
Ya Baba telephone. Baba bi'ul lak huwa muhon. La 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 la. Baba telephone.
Ullu muhon.
Ya Baba telephone.
Ullu muhon.
Baba bi'ul lak huwa muhon. La 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 la. قلت لي يا بابا إن الكذب حرام.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.